Hey, welcome in. I'm Mia.
And I'm Leo.
This is After Work Tea Talk, a tiny English listening podcast for people who have a job, a life, and absolutely no energy left for flashcards.
20 minutes a day, 20 minutes of English, drink something warm, and just listen.
No grammar drills, no vocabulary lists, just two people after work talking.
Today's topic? Three foods I refuse to feel bad about eating.
Let's get into it. Leo, look at this. What do you see?
Is that a cup of instant noodles?
Yes, I found it in my bag this morning from last week. I bought it at the convenience store near the office, and you know what? Just seeing it made me smile.
Why? It's just instant noodles.
Because last Thursday, I had a really long day, back-to-back meetings from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., 4 calls in a row. My eyes were dry, my brain was foggy, and I didn't eat lunch until 3 p.m. I was so tired that I couldn't even think about what to eat. I opened the food delivery app, scrolled for 5 minutes, looked at all the options, salads, rice bowls, noodle soups, and they all looked like too much effort. So I closed the app. Then I went downstairs to the convenience store, walked straight to the instant noodle shelf, picked this one, the red cup, 3 yuan 50, and ate it at my desk. And I'll tell you something, it was the best thing I ate all week.
The best thing? An instant noodle cup? Out of a whole week of meals?
I know, it sounds ridiculous. But think about it. Thursday was cold and rainy. I could hear the rain outside. The noodles were hot. The soup was salty. The little pieces of dried vegetables, they looked sad, but they tasted like comfort. I sat at my desk, wrapped my hands around the cup to warm them, ate it slowly, and for 10 minutes, I forgot how tired I was. It wasn't a great meal. But it was exactly the meal I needed at that exact moment.
I know exactly what you mean. Last month, I planned to cook a nice Sunday dinner. I went to the market in the morning, bought fresh fish, vegetables, herbs, the whole thing. I was going to make a proper meal, a real adult dinner. And when Sunday evening came, I stood in front of the fridge, looked at the fish and the vegetables, and felt so tired I couldn't even start. So I closed the fridge, ordered frozen dumplings from the cheap place down the street. 8 yuan for 12. Ate them on the couch, straight from the box. And they were perfect.
And you felt guilty about it, didn't you?
Completely. I looked at the fish in the fridge and thought, I should have cooked that. I wasted the fish. I'm a bad adult.
Right? There's this gap between what we think we should eat, the fancy, healthy, adult meal, and what we actually want when we're tired. And the two are very different. It's like there's a version of us that goes to the farmer's market on Saturday and cooks 3-course meals, and then there's the real us at 7 p.m. on a Tuesday, who just wants something warm in 5 minutes.
The farmer's market version of me is very impressive. Too bad she only shows up once a month.
Huh, exactly. And the rest of the time, it's just us and our tired selves making decisions based on energy, not on ideals.
So why do we feel bad about it? I ate the dumplings. They were good. But I also thought I wasted the fish. I should have cooked it.
But you didn't want fish. You wanted dumplings. The fish would have taken 40 minutes to cook, and you were exhausted.
That's true. The dumplings took 5 minutes. They were exactly what I wanted.
That's the thing I want to talk about today. This feeling that we have to apologize for the food that makes us happy. Like if it's not expensive, not fresh, not fancy, it's somehow wrong to enjoy it. Like pleasure has to be earned, and a 3 yuan noodle cup doesn't earn it.
But the noodles were good. The dumplings were good. They earned it by being exactly what we needed.
That's exactly right. So where does the guilt come from if the food already did its job?
Good question.
That's what I want to figure out. Let's dig into it.
Okay. I said I'd give you a friendly challenge, and here it is. You said three foods you refuse to feel bad about. Instant noodles, convenience store buns, and vending machine coffee. I'm with you on the first two. I get the noodles, I get the bun. But the vending machine coffee, that's where I have to stop you.
I knew you'd say that. It's not even real coffee, right?
It's sugar water with a little bit of coffee flavor. How can you defend it? It's not even made from beans. It's powder mixed with milk powder and sugar. How is that coffee?
Because it's not about the coffee, it's about the moment. It's 3 p.m. on a Tuesday. I'm tired. My eyes are heavy. I have 2 more hours of work. I walk to the vending machine at the end of the hallway. I put in 3 yuan. I press the button. I hear the can drop. That sound, you know? That heavy thunk. I open it. It's cold. It's sweet. It gives me a tiny boost. For 30 seconds, everything feels okay. That's not about coffee quality. It's about a small pleasure in a long day.
Okay, I hear you. I hear the moment. But why can't you just have a good coffee? Buy a real one from a cafe downstairs?
Because the cheap one is what's available. The cafe is 10 minutes away, and I don't have the energy to walk there and back. And honestly, I like it. I know it's not real coffee, but I grew up drinking this kind of thing. In high school, we used to buy these cans from the vending machine after class. It reminds me of those afternoons of summer, of a time when I didn't care about what was good quality. It's not a drink, it's a memory.
So the cheap coffee makes you feel something, not just taste.
Exactly, and I think that's the hidden layer of this whole conversation. We're told to eat real food and drink real coffee, but what's real? Is a salad more real than a warm bun? Is a filtered coffee more real than a vending machine can? Who decides what's real food and what's not?
I never thought of it that way. I always thought cheap food equals bad, expensive food equals good. End of story, simple as that.
That's what marketing tells us. But our bodies don't know the price tag. Our bodies know warmth. They know salt. They know sweetness. They know comfort. The bun from the convenience store, it's not fancy. But when you're tired and hungry, it's exactly right. And that feeling is real. That's real pleasure.
So the problem is not the food. The problem is that we feel guilty for enjoying something that isn't expensive or healthy.
Exactly. We put food into 2 boxes, good food and bad food. And we're never allowed to enjoy the second box without explaining ourselves.
I feel like I have to say sorry before I eat a frozen pizza on a Friday night.
Right. Sorry, I'm eating frozen pizza. Who are you apologizing to?
To the food police? To my Instagram followers who post healthy dinner photos? I don't even know.
That's the twist. There is no food police. We're apologizing to an idea. An idea that says you should only eat things that are good for you or good looking. Everything else is a failure.
That idea is pretty strong. I feel it every time I pick up instant noodles at the supermarket.
Me too, and that's why I wanted to talk about this. Not to say junk food is healthy. Obviously it's not. But to say you don't have to apologize for enjoying something just because it's not fancy.
So what's the line? Is everything okay to eat?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying when you eat something that makes you feel good, a warm bun, a cheap coffee, a bowl of noodles, you don't have to add guilt on top. The food already is what it is. You don't need to feel bad about feeling good. Speaking of words, I think part of the problem is that we don't have the right words to talk about this. We say junk food or guilty pleasure. And those words already carry a judgment. They already tell us to feel bad before we even take a bite. If the name of the thing already comes with shame, how can we enjoy it?
You're right. The language itself is loaded. Let's look at some words that help us talk about food without the guilt. 8 words today, each one a small tool for a better way to talk about what we eat.
Number 1, guilty.
Guilty. Adjective. feeling like you did something wrong. Example, I felt guilty for eating instant noodles because I thought I should eat something healthier. The word itself carries the judgment.
That's the word we need to stop using. Not guilty, just I ate noodles, I enjoyed them. Number two, pleasure.
Pleasure, noun, the feeling of enjoyment or satisfaction. Example, eating a warm bun on a cold afternoon is a simple pleasure. Not guilty pleasure, just pleasure.
Simple pleasures, the best kind. They don't cost much, but they feel good. Number three, fancy.
Fancy, adjective. Expensive, stylish, or high quality in a way that is not simple. Example, I don't need a fancy dinner. A hot bowl of noodles is enough. Fancy is the opposite of simple.
And most of the time, I don't want fancy. I want warm, fast, and familiar. Number four, convenient.
Convenient, adjective. Easy to get, not requiring much effort or time. Example, the convenience store is so convenient, I can get a hot bun in 30 seconds.
Convenient has become a bad word somehow. Like if something is convenient, it's not real. But convenience is exactly what we need after a long day. Number five, judge.
Judge. Verb. To form an opinion about something, often too quickly. Example, we judge our food choices too much. A frozen pizza on Friday is not a failure.
Stop judging your food. Stop judging yourself for eating it. It's just dinner. Number six, worth.
Worth. Adjective or noun. Having a certain value. Example, that 3 yuan coffee was worth every cent because it made my afternoon better. It doesn't matter what the price tag says. If it made you feel better, it was worth it.
That's the key. Worth is personal. No one else gets to decide what's worth it for you. The coffee doesn't have to be expensive to be worth drinking. The bun doesn't have to be handmade to be worth eating. Worth is about what it does for you, not what it costs. Number seven, guilt-free.
Guilt-free, adjective. Without the feeling of having done something wrong. Example, I want to enjoy my snack guilt-free without telling myself I shouldn't be eating it.
Guilt-free is the goal. Not health food, not fancy food, just food that you enjoy without the apology. Guilt-free means you eat it, you like it, and you move on with your day. No second thoughts, no self-criticism.
Guilt-free, that's a good word to aim for.
Number eight, satisfy.
Satisfy, verb, to meet a need or desire so that you feel content. Example, a cheap bowl of noodles can satisfy me more than an expensive restaurant meal sometimes.
Satisfy. Not about how much you spend. It's about whether the moment felt right.
So a cheap coffee can satisfy you more than an expensive one if you're in the right mood.
Exactly. Satisfaction is not on the menu. It's in the moment. And that's something no price tag can measure.
All right. Real talk. So what's the one small thing I can do after this episode?
It's connected to yesterday. Yesterday, we gave ourselves permission to do nothing. Today, I'm saying give yourself permission to eat the cheap thing too. Next time you're at the convenience store and you see that bun, just buy it. Don't say sorry. Don't say, I should eat something healthier. Just eat it.
No apology?
No apology. Eat it like a child with zero guilt. The only problem with convenient food is not the food itself. It's the guilt we add on top.
The guilt? Not the food is what makes it feel bad. Like yesterday, the anxiety about doing nothing was worse than actually doing nothing.
Same pattern. We add judgment on top of a simple experience, and then we feel bad about the experience. But the experience was fine. It was the judgment that hurt.
So try it. One instant noodle at your desk. Instead of saying, this is bad, just say, I wanted this. And it's okay.
Yes, that's the whole episode in one sentence.
That's a small thing, but it changes a lot.
Because every time we don't apologize for a small pleasure, we're telling ourselves, my happiness doesn't need to be expensive. It doesn't need to be approved. It just needs to be mine. That's not a guilty pleasure. That's just your pleasure, and you don't have to apologize for it. All right, that's our show for today.
If you laughed, we did our job. If you felt seen, even better.
Thanks for making us part of your day. See you after work.